My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Temple, they're not Tulsa, they're not
Charlotte.
Rice. So, yeah, I mean, like, okay. That's great. You know, if you look at it from that standpoint, relatively, you know, relative to what you're surrounded by now, then yes, it's an easy comparison, but, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't envy anybody who's having to make these decisions.
Well, then, like, that's the other aspect. Would they just go by themselves? Like, I mean, do you need, like, somebody else kind of west of the Rockies to go with you? Like, I mean, like, do you need kind of like a travel partner, if you will?
You're talking about, like, Tulane?
Yeah, like, at least. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, when I saw Dellinger, right, and I'm not questioning Dellinger's reporting. He's an outstanding reporter. But it's like, all right, then you're bringing in Rice and, like, whatnot. It's like, ah, God.
UTSA.
Yeah, it's like...
I know. I don't know. Like, on one hand, I could see somebody like Tulane, if they were to make the move, if they were to get an invitation to make the move, I could see where that would, like, make Memphis more inclined to go along and join them. Maybe even South Florida.
Yeah.
But Rice and UTSA, I don't know. Not so much. Doesn't seem that way on the surface. But... yeah, it's there's a lot of variables that go into a lot of scenarios that you got to weigh and everything. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out, and ultimately, once it does play out, to, like, you know, get answers to a lot of these questions that we're not able to answer right now.
Munz, we appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
That is Jason Munz, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. What would you do, Herd?
First of all, you and Munz just did a great job.
Thank you.
Breaking down every level, and I always like Munz's expertise. He gets a little deeper from all levels of it. Okay, so I'm finna just come straight out with what I would do. I'm not even finna... penny pitch, I'm not finna talk about all. Not saying there's anything
he
said was bullcrap, but I'm finna get straight to it. I would do it, you have to do it, and it's a no-brainer, okay? Like you said, you can't have any leverage when you look in your conference, and I have kids at every school in America, so I'm not knocking them, and you see Rice and Charlotte,
yep.
Okay? So at the end of the day, I think when you playing Washington State, Oregon State, Boise State, UNLV, let's be real, Colorado State. I was even heard some guys say, even though their football programs wasn't great, that they would go out to Gonzaga and St. Mary's too.
They're going to try.
You know, you do that. I think you ultimately do that. I'm just going to be real. You do that, and that's a start off. I think Tulane is coming too. I think they get them other two schools back. Because I'm going to be real with you. I know the coaches at California and Stanford, and it's cute being the ACC. It's the craziest thing of all times or whatever. Like,
no, this is kind of the problem. It's like, from a functional standpoint, it makes absolutely no sense. It's been already the travel disaster that everyone thought it would
mm-hmm,
be.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that they have is that they are getting a full share from the ACC as currently constructed, and they're not going to turn down $36 million every year. Because even if your travel expenses go up, which obviously they have, the amount of money, the difference in is still...
Well, I thought, from my understanding, when it first happened, Stanford, Cal was getting not as much on the first few years. And now I know SMU actually was buying anyway.
SMU is straight up not taking any money, but at like least for 7 years.
Seven, okay. Yeah. Okay. And so with that standpoint, I think SMU should come to it too. But with all this being said, they got to do it. I know we don't have a lot of money, Jeffrey, but you got to get out. You got to exit. And at some point, if the Big 12 and ACC want you, you do it again. I think it got to be some rules, like when some NBA players go play overseas.
Yeah.
It is an NBA op.
Yeah.
So I think whether it's after 3 years, Memphis do. You know, Memphis can be transparent, like meeting somebody on a date or something. Some people date to marry. Some people date to have fun. Some people, you know, date.
Yeah.
I think you should, you know, these are the goals. But I think that would be a really exciting lead. And if they could get like a St. Mary's or a Gonzaga, I'm with you. I know football make all the money, but... Man, football and basketball, that would be really good. And for $5 to $10 million more, even though traveling would eat up half of that, I just think you don't have any leverage with the league. If we still had UFC, Houston, Cincy, and stuff like that, I think you could pivot. But I think it will become the new ACC with a little more power.
I think the other problem that you have is, yes, you can wait. You can try to wait for these bids. First off, who knows if they're ever coming?
Mm-hmm.
But then the other reality is this does at least give you a floor.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives you this league, whatever it, however it ends up being constructed, it's going to be the best of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like by doing this, you at least ensure you're a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
God, the travel, you want to talk about tough road games. When you're going 2,000 miles to every road game.
It's tough. But I will say this, Jeffrey, this selfishly, because you know where I'm going. I haven't told you where I'm going this week, but I'm going there this week. I will let y'all know I'm a huge Tiger fan, even though I'm a Hurricane fan. One guy that will be at every away UNLV game and San Diego State will be me. I don't.
You think you'll find the way to go to those?
I will find a way to go to Vegas. I go there 5-6 times a year. Anything goes on. So it's sometimes when you're traveling to Syracuse is one thing, but I think people will enjoy that. And I also just feel like I think it's good. Like you say, it's the floor. So with it being the floor, I just think it's good for. It feels elite. You know what I mean? Let's say you got to look at it from the average fan. Let's say Boise State is bad 1 year at this period. It still feels like a big time school with the colors. I think it'll be something different. You know, now nobody wants to potentially travel that far. And I want to throw one more thing at you, Jeffrey. Even though you remember when they had the Power Five, right?
Yep.
That's what it used to be called. Dude, I don't know. I guess they still call it that. And basketball.
For another 18 months.
And basketball. I always felt like it was a power 7 or 8. I'm going to tell you why. I always looked at the Mountain West and basketball as a power conference because when you talk about the UNLVs, the Fresno States, San Diego States, I went through a thing I did before with the NBA All-Star game.
Yep.
And you had people like Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, top five people had come out this league. UNLV had produced number one picks, even though Anthony Bennett was a bust. Then I saw we was doing the ACC, and then what they doing in the Big East. I also thought that Memphis should go Big East one time and let the football just go separate somewhere like Notre Dame. I feel like the Big East, almost most of the schools in the Big East play in a NBA facility.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that fit our scheme of what we do with the forum and stuff like that. So if we didn't go that route, that was always my first route. I don't know if you ever heard me preach about that a little bit. I have thrown that out, like, put the football team in a really good conference on their own, like Notre Dame, and let the basketball and the rest of the programs play in the Big East. Because I think it's
so hard to go independent if you're not Notre Dame.
For sure. For sure. Not now, independent. The football program just, like, what?
Like, what, play in the Sun Belt, maybe?
Well, no, playing with the, I'm sure they would just take the football team, who we're talking about now, in the Pac-12. Because all this is based on football.
Yeah. Mostly. But I think they're also at the point where you're trying to figure out how can we put a league together to sell to television, and you're going to have a really tough time saying it's just football. Like, it's part of the Big 12 strategy. The Big 12 now understands, like, all right, we're not catching up with the SEC. We're not catching up with the Big 10. Like, we're not. But where we can differentiate ourselves is, we will be the best basketball conference in America. We're going to play good, exciting football, and we're going to give you all this inventory. Come on, TV networks, come on and bid. I don't know. To me, the scariest thing of this whole thing is you're largely having to make a decision without knowing what your television contract's going to be, and you're having to trust a bunch of consultants that are probably giving you good faith numbers, but, like, in the end, it's one thing that you can say, well, it's, the league is worth this, but if there's not a TV network that's willing to pay that, well, you know, it's like when you look up your house on Zillow, like, yeah, maybe your house says it's worth $450, but if you list it at $450 and nobody offers $450, like, it's, you know what I mean?
that was really good, Jeff. Let me ask you this, though, Jeff. Now, as crazy as this sounds, Jeff, I'm with you on all of that, and I usually make very, very high level sound decisions. But the more when I go back and look at Rice and Charlotte, I'm making whatever decision. No, I don't care if I'm losing.
It's why I did actually present it. Like, there are all these big questions to consider, and I'm not saying that they're not important, but
they're very important.
What if it really just comes down to it's a better league?
No, sometimes you just want to do better in life. This car right here might not be worth this house, but you want to. And let me ask you this: did the Big 12 and ACC said it they was expanding again or something? Like, what are we waiting on? Like, so, have they said it?
The ACC is going to have people leave.
Okay.
The question will be how many people are leaving and how are they going to backfill it? Because there's a scenario where the ACC just loses, like, let's say they lose Florida State.
The ACC, right.
Yeah, or, like, big, they're going to lose them to either the SEC or the Big Ten. So it's like, what if the Big Ten decides, hey, we want to get into the Florida market? So let's say you lose Florida State, Clemson, and Miami.
So we in it now, because I heard it was Clemson and Florida State to the SEC.
Miami wants out. The question is like, are they going to be able to navigate their way out? But let's say you're replacing three schools. Well, that version of the ACC is probably going to survive. Now, the other question would be is when you lose those schools, is the TV deal still worth what they say it's worth? Are they still going to pay it? Like, there's those questions. But that league at least survives. Mm-hmm. And if you can get into that league, that to me is the best case scenario because, yes, it's not, you're not getting to the SEC, you're not getting into the Big Ten, but you're getting into a league that is going to have games that matter. You're going to be able to, it's going to be a, you're clearly stepping up in,
mm-hmm.
in
the big boys.
But you're also not having to sit there and go, every time we go on the road, we're traveling 2,500 miles.
Yeah, that's true.
And so there's still some regional aspect to it.
And you feel like the Big 12 also is going to expand again, so.
I think the Big 12's in this spot. If the Big 12 won in Memphis, Memphis would be in the Big 12 right now. Mm-hmm. What the Big 12 is keeping their eyes on is, okay, let's say the scenario I just laid out to the ACC doesn't happen. But what actually happens is Florida State, Clemson, Miami, they find a way to get out, and now North Carolina goes, peace, we're gone. UVA goes, peace, we're out. And now you have this mass exodus. is that remaining conference of, like, say, like Louisville, BC, Pitt,
Georgia Tech,
Tech, Syracuse, maybe NC State, VaTech. Like, I still think that league makes more sense.
Yes.
But, sure. Like, is that league going to have to renegotiate? Are they going to have to be in the same spot that the Pac-12's in right now?
Where they
it's
merge.
Like, correct, where they're having to do a whole, like, are you starting back at square one? The Big 12 is also monitoring if that situation happens, and they're going, okay, we'll scoop up, like, with their basketball approach. All right, we'll take Duke, we'll take Syracuse. Like,
the guy Duke and North Carolina.
Correct. Yeah. And so, well, Carolina's either going to the Carolina's going to the SEC or the Big Ten, whichever they're going to end up getting in a bidding war at some point.
But I hope they still play Duke.
And so, like, if that happens, well, then now your odds of the Big 12 are not great. And honestly, at that point, whatever the ACC is doesn't exist anymore. So now you've punted on this Pac-12 issue. And here you are still in the AAC without really a home. When, yes, you wanted to go to the Big 12 or the ACC, but you could have at least gone to the Pac-12. Like, that's kind of the prisoner's dilemma they're in right now.
Oh, I see where you're going. But it sounds like the Big 12 might not even be an option, though. It sounds like ACC or Pac-12, because the way you're saying it, it sounds like the teams in the Pac-12 are happy, and it don't sound like if the Big Ten wanted them teams from the Pac-12, they would have them.
Correct.
Like the SEC don't need the Colorado's.
Correct.
So it sounds like the bigger question is that they're waiting to see how the ACC, they're going to lose some players for sure. Sound like it's the ACC or the Pac-12. We keep saying Big 12, correct, but it don't seem like the Big 12 have found their place in the world from how you described them, from everything I have read.
You're preaching to the choir.
So why we keep bringing, okay.
I've always made the argument, like, I understand why when you're in a desperate spot, the university is not ruling anything out.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always just looked at it, like, how many times does Lucy have to pull the football from Charlie Brown? Like, that's not the one that I would be focused on. And so to me, that's kind of, but you still, it's tough to tell people, like, hey, man, if we can get in that league, like, we'd rather be in that one. But I've always just thought, like, that's not happening. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk some more football. Let's get into the NFL. We got some quarterback changes. We've also got some college football news. We'll get into all that during hour number two. We got the list coming up next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bryce Young. Yeah, the Carolina Panthers announced on Monday that Bryce Young is being benched in favor of Andy Dalton. This comes less than 24 hours after Coach Dave Canales declared the top pick of the 2023 draft would remain his starter for this Sunday's game against the Raiders. Young, at 23, becomes the first quarterback selected number one in the common draft era to be benched for non-injury reasons in his second season. Canales said he made the changes after reviewing the film of Sunday's 26-3 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, in which Young posted a career-low total 6.4 total QBR. We, of course, got the questions of whether or not Canales, he would not specify whether or not David Tepper, the owner, had a say in the decision, but noted general manager Dan Morgan and EVP Brant Tillis were part of the discussion. Ultimately, though, quote, "This was my decision," Canales said. All right, so there's a couple of things here, Hurd. First and foremost, that answer did not tell me David Tepper, the owner, had no... like, that answer to me didn't dismiss my skepticism of whether or not he'd be involved. I will say this. It is an incredibly tough watch when watching Bryce Young play quarterback right now. How about this stat? In the last two seasons, the Carolina Panthers have not had a fourth quarter lead. They've won two games, but both came on field goals at the buzzer. They've not run a play with a lead in the fourth quarter the last two seasons. And obviously, I mean, Dalton played a little some there, but this is just one of those ones, though, where I would like to know if this is a football decision, if this is a moving on decision, because, like, to a certain degree, you do kind of owe it to the guys in the locker room of, all right, we can't just put slop out there. Mm-hmm. But man, that feels like a pretty quick way to pull the trigger.
No, I agree. Like you just said, this is history. I didn't know it was history. You do a good job with the numbers, but I'm like, his second year, second game. You know, you're grown, and like we always say, we don't feel sorry for people that's making that type of money. We would definitely rather be in their
shoes.
I'd rather
make $26 million and be the first quarterback that got benched. Yeah. I'd rather do that.
Exactly. But I still think, man, when you do something like this, I think if you don't get that kid back soon, you might lost him, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the way he's playing, which is awful, I'm sure his confidence got to be already down. And now this is the – kind of was breaking news when I was on my way up here today. I think this might have hit by noon our time or whatever, maybe early. I don't know. I seen it around noon. But I don't want to put all this on this young kid. That's why I be scared for great talent sometime to go number one, because the flip side of it, We're going to look at a person that went 17th or 22nd and say they had a better career. But most of those guys, whether it's football, basketball, hockey, they go to a lot better team. You know,
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, yeah.
The last guy taken in the draft.
Even in NBA, you know all the time, Kawhi Leonard went to the Spurs at 15. So it's like when that happens, because the Panthers, to me, from leadership, I'm not talking about the new coach, but I'm talking about upper leadership all the way to ownership. They have been really bad. They have went through a lot of coaches in the last few years, a lot of quarterbacks, and I just hate this kid got to take the fall. Granted, he do got to play better, but I just think it's not enough pieces on that team to have a good football team to compete right now.
Well, it's also like that's another big question. It's like, what is the appropriate length of time to stick with a guy? Because, like, I think back to Goff and his, when they put him in as a rookie, I think he went 0-7 and looked terrible. And that was the year where Wentz got the start for the Eagles, and everyone's like, this guy's the greatest player ever. But now, who would you rather have, Carson Wentz or Jared Goff? Like, I think back with the Giants, Eli was terrible as a rookie. And Young is, yes, he's in his second year, but that's like the other thing, that he's always inevitably going to be compared to C.J. Stroud, but C.J. Stroud has one thing that always gets left out of the conversation. Like, yes, C.J.'s a great player, there's no denying that, but like, he had Laremy Tunsil at left tackle the day that he started, and that's pretty helpful. I mean, we're seeing it, like last night, the Sunday night game was, like, to me, like, that was the key difference between C.J. and Caleb Williams. Like, Caleb would get the snap, and they would just be all over him. And he's running for his life. And, yeah, is he maybe got some bad habits on going backwards and kind of spinning into nowhere? No, but it's like he doesn't have a good line. But it's like part of why CJ was able to be so good last year is he's got protection up front. Same thing with Brock Purdy. Like, Trent Williams at left tackle makes playing quarterback a whole heck of a lot easier. I mean, but, like, I don't really know, like, what the – I also don't think that this move makes sense in this capacity. I guess if you've just decided you're moving on, like, that's one thing. But Andy Dalton could, like, sneak up and win you 4 or 5 games, and now all of a sudden you've already announced to the world Andy Dalton's not your future, but you're going to need another quarterback. Like, you're now not, like, at least if you're this bad, you can get the number one pick and you can have your pick of the quarterbacks. Like, are you going to make another trade to try and move up to get another quarterback? Like, it just feels like at a certain point, like, dysfunctional franchises do dysfunctional things.
Exactly. And you said how much time? I think more than a year and 2 games. I would say that. I don't know the time either, Jeff, but more than a year and 2 games. I would say 3 years at least, you know, for a number one pick, because we have, I don't think you say a person clearly a bush yet after 1 year and 2 games. And Bryce Young, going through his whole pre-draft, he did things on a very high level. And like you said, I don't think it's time to throw him away at this point. But it seems like the Panthers are, they're doing stuff, like you said, the dysfunctional programs do, and they're just all over the place. And even the guy from the Bears last night, he looked at horrible. When you were, they're the number one pick. That means usually when you're the number one pick, because football is a little different from basketball, they actually give the sorriest team the number one pick. And usually the sorriest team has quite a few holes to plug. And with CJ, he still did a great job because Houston wasn't great. But I do think Houston even had a somewhat good defense too, people were saying, and stuff. So, and he did what he had
and,
to do.
And they got the coach right. Like, D'Amico Ryans is clearly a good coach. And you pair him up with Bobby Slovic. Offensive coordinator comes from, they all go from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
They all come over. They're running a good scheme. They've got good, they had, for to be a high draft pick, that roster was better because they were kind of tanking the year before. They were trying to get the number one pick, and they ended up doing it because remember, like, Laremy just didn't play. Like, so, I don't know. It's just one of those ones, though, that I'm also curious about. A lot of young quarterbacks now are coming in and not having success. And it feels like it's at a much higher rate. Like, CJ, part of CJ Stroud's story is, like, everybody else around him looks bad, and so it makes him look even better. But, like, we're starting to see from the Trevor Lawrence draft, every quarterback also taken there, gone. Already traded, moved on. You look at
you know, the Browns discard Baker Mayfield. Well, was that the right move? Because I'm watching Baker and I'm watching Deshaun. I know who I think the better quarterback is. Who would you rather have? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you're starting to see these teams that are maybe pulling the plug too early. But I'm also of this other mind where it's like, so many of these quarterbacks now come from playing an RPO offense, and you can see it with Bryce. Like, there was a graphic that came up last week that I saw. It's like, percentage of throws that are to the sticks and beyond. Bryce Young led the NFL in that. And so what you're starting to see is, like, all these guys come in and they just are trying to hit home runs, trying to hit home runs, trying to hit home runs, where it's like, sometimes the right throw is the six-yard throw that just keeps the drive going. And just, it almost just feels like guys are not, and I don't know if this is a college problem, I don't know if it's a high school problem, I don't even know if it is a problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe it doesn't seem to be a problem for C.J. Stroud. But it just feels like quarterbacks are not as developed and ready to play as they once were. And it's like, are you pulling the plug too early before a guy has a chance to develop? Or is this going to be something like, are we going to look up and see Bryce Young has a, like, Baker found a new home? Like, are we going to see Bryce Young have a second opportunity? I don't know. But, like, it just feels like we are really probably jumping the gun on the quarterback stuff. Like, in with, it feels like we're becoming extremely overreactionary.
No, I agree. You just called out numbers, and I do think Bryce Young, I still, you know, he haven't gave us enough to see yet because he haven't had a lot of successful moments, but I clearly think he couldn't do nothing but go up if he went to another team. I don't think he couldn't do nothing but play better. So I do think he could be better with a more sound and functioning team. I totally agree. And I think football, like you even talked about the running a few weeks ago, Jeffrey, the defense, even though the rules are against them, the defenses are getting better and better. And these linemen, I get now, if you play in the SEC, but he played with Alabama, so they always had the
That's
advantage.
The other problem. It's like, how do you evaluate? It's Carson Beck is one of the top quarterbacks coming in, but I've been very clear. One of the hard things to evaluate with Carson Beck is he gets to play at Georgia. He's got great players all over the field. It's like, I don't know, like when you'd see Brock Purdy at Iowa State, here comes this kid that gets hyped up, and you'd watch him and you left pretty underwhelmed. But what we've seen with Brock Purdy is he learned how to play quarterback, and then also he played with inferior talent. He had to figure out a way to compete, and that's probably prepared him better than it would be just playing with the best guys.
Exactly. And so I say that with him playing at Alabama, you couldn't tell. But the other guys, I think, in the SEC could tell, like Burrow and them, like, these defensive guys that are this big and fast in the NFL is a whole nother ball game. And you have to come in there being ready. And I don't know what you can do without a line, man. And it's been fortunate. I'm going to keep my eye on it, Jeff, though. But like you said, these quarterbacks coming in here. And another reason they give them the opportunity, though, Jeff, when me and you did our list, it's not that many great quarterbacks after 13, 14, somewhere in there, what you was thinking, like 8 to 15. Yeah. So it's like the other half of the league, you're playing music chairs.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, who wants Gardner Minshew? You know what I mean? Like, that's where it is. The MTSU game. Yes, the school announced today that the University of Memphis football team will host MTSU on Saturday night, next Saturday, September the 28th. 6:30 p.m. at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. The game will be broadcasted on ESPNU. Of course, the Tigers go on the road to Annapolis this week for their first AAC game of the year against Navy, which will be a 2:30 kick locally on CBS Sports Network. I mean, I will say this. The MTSU game is not going to be if you're looking at the menu, if you're the league, Memphis MTSU is probably not like the one that you're wanting to put on ESPNU, but the fact that they're putting it on ESPNU knows, like, the league has to know at this point, like, we've got to make sure Memphis is on TV as much as possible and that people aren't having to go to ESPN Plus to watch them. Like, to me, like, that's a very good thing to say. All right, let's take a quick break. I want to talk some NFL. We had, of course, a wild Sunday yesterday. We also have the Monday night game as well. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Herd, it was a day of upsets yesterday in the NFL. believe it was in the early window, I think six of the underdogs won outright. So you had the Raiders winning outright against the Ravens. You had the Saints winning outright against the Cowboys. The Bucks winning outright against the Lions. The Packers, shout out to LaFleur for getting, I mean, he got Malik Willis ready in a week, and that's the best game Malik Willis has played as a professional. Like, there have been games where he looked like he had no business being in the NFL, and they got him to look competent yesterday. So they went outright. The Browns went outright. The Vikings went outright. I think the Jets were favored. And then you had the Patriots-Seahawks. God, that game was so annoying. The Seahawks worked so hard to only win that game in overtime. That one was crushing. The Commanders, we've now had it in back-to-back weeks. Last week, the Steelers won with six field goals. Well, the Commanders raised the total. They won yesterday scoring 21 points, not three touchdowns and three extra points. Seven field goals. So we've now had a consecutive weeks, teams winning with six field goals and with seven field goals. The Cardinals absolutely decimate the Rams. They maybe got the message that Marvin Harrison Jr. needs to get the football. The disgusting game of the day, I thought, was Steelers and Broncos. That game was horrific to watch. I would also say this, though. If you're the Steelers, like, just make Justin Fields your quarterback. Like, I know it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be awesome. But, like, he at least gives you the option of he can run a little bit. Like, I just don't know why you would still flirt with this whole we're going to do the Russ thing whenever he gets healthy. Like, I just stick with him until they have to make a change.
Well, I would say they got Russ on a one-year deal. So I always looked at
the both basically on one-year deals, though.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. I thought it was like Justin would be the future and Russ now.
No, so Justin's still technically finishing out his rookie deal.
His rookie deal. Yeah. So I guess I'm still one of those guys, Jeff, that thinks that like stuff to be fair in the world.
Yeah.
And I know it's not like that even though I'm a coach. I don't feel like Russell have really had like an opportunity. So I think he, you know, should still get a free hefty games of an opportunity for him to stink it up. With him being a veteran and his resume and his playoff experience, I did want to see him with a coach like Tomlin, you know, at this point in his career. Not to say Sean Payton wasn't, he's a great coach of his own too, but I just feel like that never worked from day one. Yep. I think Payton was coming to clear
house. He was nothing more than a placeholder. Okay, so we get the news with your Niners. McCaffrey's going to the IRR. So we know at least what we won't see him to week five.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I was less concerned about that loss because it also kind of makes sense to be thinking about it. All right, team on the West Coast that played on Monday night, short turnaround. The thing, though, that has impressed me about the Vikings, I think we all kind of thought, like, they've got some weapons on offense. Like, they can be, like, a fun team. I know the Giants suck. Believe me, no one watches them more than I do. That defense was, like, salty. And, like, yesterday to me was like, yeah, shutting down the Giants is one thing, but they also held the Giants to basically nothing. The Giants got a quick turnover and got some points early, but really other than that, they did nothing. But they got after the Niners pretty much the entire game. And, yes, I understand McCaffrey's not there, but we saw what the Niners did to the Jets without McCaffrey. Like, they were still able to move the ball. I was pretty impressed from what I saw from the Vikings.
Yeah, first of all, West Coast Monday night, man. We're trying to win the Super Bowl, okay? So we got to win that game. But it's Brian Flores, if I'm saying his name right. I mean, I don't see why he didn't do better as a head coach. His defense is crazy. He does what everybody's doing to Florida State. Brock even told him, I don't know if you saw yesterday, like, your scheme is crazy. Like for a quarterback to come up to the defensive coordinator and say this. So it's Brian Flores. He deserves all the credit he deserves. But I know we're doing our job is discussing this, but I'm hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. I still don't think I should be losing against the Vikings, even without McCaffrey.
No, it hurts when you watch Sam Darnold on the other side. He did throw a 97-yard touchdown pass. I don't know. I guess I just left that game not feeling – I did not feel concerned about the Niners. I just left thinking, like, I don't know. Maybe the Vikings are better than we thought coming into this year.
I agree with that, but it also, as good as their defense is, it kind of scared me with Brock a little bit. Maybe I'm overdoing it because I feel like
the one thing though, like I actually think with Purdy saying that to Flores, I actually think that's an even bigger compliment, because the one thing Purdy, like, we can debate whether or not his arm's good enough, whatnot, like all the traits, but Brock very rarely gets confused. Like, he knows where to go with the ball. He usually throws on time. Like, he does all the right things. But yesterday was like the first time where I felt like it looked like he was in hell the whole day.
Yeah. Dude, how many points did we score?
17. But remember, you got there was the bad fumble down in the red zone, and then they got 17, but they also scored like late to kind of do the onside kick.
Pretty much it felt like we traditionally only score about 10 points.
Yeah.
We got too many weapons for that. So, you know, kudos to the Vikings, but come on. Is McCaffrey more important than I thought he was? Because, I mean, we still used to win. We got Debo. We got Kittle.
I think it's a couple of things. McCaffrey obviously matters because it's not just what he gives you in the running game.
He do everything.
Passing game. But then I also throw in Ayuk still looks rusty. And, like, to me, it's kind of like it was just kind of a clunker because you're short week, then you're going – you're playing on the early window. Normally, West Coast teams have a problem playing that early window, and then you're still kind of like figuring it out. You just got Ayuk really to start playing, and it's not that McCaffrey isn't important, but it's like they've survived games without him. To me, the most important one is you just have to have Trent. When Trent's not in there, that's when it starts to look bad. All right, here's the other thing I want to talk about. Do we need to start taking the Saints for real? Like, it's one thing to smoke the Panthers, whatever, 40-something to 7 or 6, whatever it was. They scored on their first 5 possessions, touchdowns yesterday. And this is against a team that made Deshaun Watson look like he wanted to quit football last week.
I agree with you. I have so many family members that are huge Saints fans. From Thad is a Saints fan. You know, a lot of us, when we were born, Louisiana, my brothers, my mom, you know, we spent time in New Orleans, but I was just like, y'all just the Saints. Y'all will be okay. Y'all will be 500. I didn't really do a lot of research with them preseason. And so
they got a Shanny disciple. You know that?
Huh?
They got Kubiak. He's a Shanny guy.
That's
why the offense starts to work.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm wondering. It's like, I'm going to be real with you. I haven't even watched neither game, but I just see the
scoreboard. You see the scoreboard, you're like, wait,
what? Go back and look at some
plays. Well, you think
plays.
It's like, is it wrong? Like, they're putting up numbers that you go, that can't be right.
They are. I finally had to go look up, like, who is the quarterback? Who is the offensive quarterback?
Derek Carr, still. He's putting up video game numbers. Still Derek Carr.
That's amazing.
And then the other thing I wanted to give a quick shout out. I had never seen this before. So if you actually watched the Steelers and Broncos game, the Broncos kick a field goal to cut it to 13-6 with roughly a minute 45 left. They have one timeout. They kicked it deep. They got the ball back with 8 seconds. I'd never seen that. I guess the argument is like, well, you're not getting the onside kick. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, you got the ball back with 8 seconds. It was I've never seen it.
Yeah, you know what? You're confusing me by even saying that.
It was one of those.
Do you see how I'm looking? I'm like,
no. When I was watching on the screen, I go, the score. I thought the score bug must be wrong. Like, no, they have to have all 3 timeouts. Like, it had to be wrong. When I was watching it in real time, I was like, I have no idea why they're doing this.
Is Sean Payton still the head coach?
He is.
I have no answers for that.
He's doing like an Urban Meyer impression, I guess. I mean, it's some of the most head-scratching stuff. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Herd, for today's Tell Your Story, we could have gone with Dave Canales saying it was his call to bench Bryce Young, but I'm not sure that is true. But nonetheless, I want to go with Bo Nix. And if you're not watching Bo Nix play, it is something to behold. He's not very good, but when he threw a red zone pick yesterday that could have gotten him back in the game. Here was how he described it. I dropped back, and then I threw it to the other team. I mean, that is technically telling the story, but it's like, what did you see there? Always good having you in here, my man. Appreciate you.
Always great. Thank you.
Want to also thank Jason Munns for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for her, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.